Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 1 o'clock. Mike's on, Francesa on The Fan will come your way. Don't cram Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. I know you stayed up late last night.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I did? I got the new thing now, and this is how you got to do it for the West Coast games for the Mets. Yes. 6-7, they do the rewind of the game. And that's what I did this morning. I watched it in the rewind from 6-7. And obviously, DeGrom, who's been just unbelievable. I mean, you can't pitch much better than this guy's pitched the last eight starts. I mean, how much better can you be?
Other than throwing like eight perfect games, it's tough to be much better.
It really is.
And you know what's so awesome about what Jacob DeGrom has done? Now, there's the negative. The negative, and this isn't his fault. The Mets are five games under .500.
Well,
they're
that's
going
not
nowhere.
His fault.
Right.
I mean,
it's not his fault at all.
But they win every time he pitches. I mean, let's be honest.
Absolutely. So it's not his fault.
No.
Because if there was no Jacob DeGrom, instead of being five games under, they'd be like 10 games under.
Well, I think the record, he's 12-3, but I think the record in games he started for the Mets is like 14-6.
Yeah. And
so
obviously, he's 8-8 in his last eight starts. But what I love about it is how bad he was for those two starts in a row.
And he's been, was it Texas and Milwaukee?
Yeah, and it looked like he was hurt. I mean, that was the assumption we both made. Like, here we go. Now Jacob DeGrom's going to go on the DL. Hopefully it's nothing serious. And it literally was him studying his mechanics, and studying the tape, and figuring it out. And boy, has he figured it out.
Oh,
he is on an incredible run right now. And when you look at pitchers in the National League, Clayton Kershaw should win the Cy Young. He probably won't because he's out 4 to 6
weeks.
Well,
if he's going to miss 6 weeks, he probably isn't going to win.
So the best pitcher in the National League with Clayton out is probably Max Scherzer. But Jacob DeGrom is now moving into that number two category.
Yep, I would agree.
Because he has been electric. And that 3.30 ERA, which is good.
It's misleading.
It's misleading because he had those two dreadful starts.
His ERA in the last eight starts is under two. What was it, 1.52, I think, in the eight straight wins now?
And you know what else he's done, which he didn't do earlier this season? Because remember, DeGrom was pitching relatively well earlier this year. He was walking a lot of guys.
He was walking too many guys.
He was striking out a lot of guys.
Right. Well, that was the problem.
But for the most part, you know, he was pitching relatively well. But he was going six innings.
Yeah.
Now,
he's going seven, eight, nine. Had a complete game.
Yeah.
Complete game in there, too.
And that's what you've got to love. Now, it stinks that it's being wasted because the Mets are going nowhere. But I think it's great to see him pitching incredibly well. And last night he got a little bit of a scare because Addison Reed, who has done, for the most part, a pretty good job filling in for J-Riz Familia, gives up what I thought off the bat was a home run by Blash. And Gary Cohen called it foul. But when I first saw it, I'm like, holy crap, they may review this.
Yeah, well, they did.
And we may have a three-run home run. Mets lose bottom of the ninth inning. Are you kidding me? And then when you looked very close at the replay, and they did it very quickly, so I give the umpires credit. You could see it was foul. Addison Reed got the last out. And even though they're not going anywhere, at least the Mets won the baseball game, and Addison Reed's value remains solid because he will be traded in the next couple of days.
Well, to me, the one thing that you can get excited about with the Mets right now is watching DeGrom pitch because, he's starting to look like first of all, nobody thought when it was Harvey and Wheeler and Syndergaard, nobody thought at that point that DeGrom was going to emerge as the guy. But clearly, I don't know what Syndergaard.
What? Nobody thought that.
Well, no.
I had to fight off with all you guys for the last 4 years about this.
But what I mean that, I think what I'm saying is not that. What I'm saying is that as he was coming up, when he was in the minor leagues, we weren't looking at DeGrom.
That is fair, yes.
We weren't looking at DeGrom as being that guy.
I agree with that,
He has turned out to be that guy. And clearly, I mean, let's go. I mean, I don't know what Syndergaard's going to be yet. He's got the injury. You know, I still hold out hope that Syndergaard. And really, as a Met fan, I would hope to see them build their rotation around Syndergaard, DeGrom, and hopefully Mats. That's how I would look at it right now.
Well,
hopefully Mats.
This whole thing with this super rotation the Mets have dreamt about. And
forget it.
The only time it was super was for a two-month run in 2015.
Right, for the World Series year.
And it was good enough to get to a World Series.
Yes.
But other than that, you've been littered with injuries and littered with ineffectiveness, specifically from a guy like Matt Harvey. I think always from the beginning, you looked at all of these guys and said, the odds are very low. All five of them are going to be great.
Sure.
And as we sit here today in 2017, Zach Wheeler is a huge question mark. And he was placed on the disabled list yesterday again. And
You got the right idea with him. Maybe if you put him in a bullpen.
I would because...
The right idea there.
Now, you may say, come on, failed starting pitcher. The guy just missed 2 years. I'm talking about even before he had the Tommy John surgery. Unlike Steven Matz, Noah Syndergaard, Matt Harvey, and Jacob DeGrom, Wheeler has not shown the flashes those other guys have.
No, definitely not.
And one thing we've seen is that failed starting pitchers can become very good relievers. Dellin Betances is a failed starting pitcher. Well, he's the greatest example.
Right? There you go. I mean,
he's the top of the food
chain. Let's go right to the top.
Right. J-Riz Familia, failed starting pitcher. It happens all the time. So I would strongly consider that. But, yeah, I think we always knew from the beginning all five weren't going to be great, and you're going to have to pick a couple of them to build around. And I think that what Jacob DeGrom has done is, and really he's done it throughout his career, he's reminding you he's one of those guys you should be building around.
No question about it. No question.
I think what you want to see now from Jake is for him to finish the season strong, not have any injuries, nothing, and then come back next year and make another 32 starts. You want to see that consistency because that's the thing that's really bedeviled the Mets the last couple of years, guys staying out there every 5 days, guys staying healthy. I'm not burying Noah Syndergaard. You hope that his injury is fluky.
Yeah. That's it.
And you heard him a couple of days ago. I think it was an interview in the New York Times. I'm trying to remember where he essentially admitted, I got to change my workout plan. Yeah. I got to change the approach.
And probably it was the best thing to happen to him was what happened here. To be very honest with you, maybe it was.
Maybe, because it teaches him a lesson at a young age.
Yep.
I think Matt Harvey, we all realize, who knows what he is at this point.
I just don't see him in the Mets' future. I don't see it.
Well, I don't think we ever saw him in the future because we always looked at him and said, even if he was great, well, when he gets to free agency, he's going to leave.
Right.
Well, now when he gets to free agency, who knows if he's any good?
Right.
He's got one more year left. I mean, that clock is really ticking on him. I don't know what he's going to be next year.
No idea.
We all like to assume that in a contract year, guys are at their best. Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it isn't. Jonathan Lucroy's in a contract year. He stinks right now.
Yeah.
So it's no guarantee that's going to happen. But one thing that the Mets should not do, and I don't think they are, is be fooled by 46-51 and be fooled by, the Rockies lost last night. 8 games in the loss column. We're still in it. No, the Mets are not in it. The Mets are not in a pennant race. And the New York Mets should take anybody on this roster that you don't view as a part of the long-term plan, and you should trade those guys in the next 6 days. It has to be the plan because at 46-51, this has been a lost season. They're not going anywhere. So highest bidder for Addison Reed, whoever, I don't even care if it's the Nationals. I really don't. Let it be the Nationals. What does it matter? Addison Reed's a free agent at the end of the year anyway. There's no guarantee he's staying in Washington. I don't care if it's the Nationals, whoever, you trade Addison Reed. And I know that I think you disagree to a point on this, and a few Met fans do. I do the same thing with Jay Bruce. I really wouldn't be aggressive in bringing him back, and he's had a very good year. The problem is I don't know if there's a huge market for players like Jay Bruce.
I think the only guys, I mean, at least what you're reading and what you're being told is the guys that are, it's Reed and it's actually Drupal that I guess is getting a lot of interest, which, please. He's been a very good Met, but please trade Drupal so we can bring Rosario up here already.
Who was back in the lineup yesterday?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Had an RBI double.
I saw that.
So there you go. Because
I think that's the only list. If you believe everything that you've read, because I know Bob Clappish in the Record last week when we were off had that article about that the clubhouse hasn't been great, the stuff that's going on that went down with Drupal and he's complaining about playing second base.
Right.
And that they don't want to bring him up because of the clubhouse. I mean, if you believe that, I don't know. Well, I don't know that, but who knows?
The good thing is that this is going to be a cleansed clubhouse at the end of the year because a lot of the guys, I assume, who may be a part of that are free agents at the end of the year,
right.
And they don't have to be back. And that's why this offseason is going to be arguably one of the most intriguing offseasons Sandy Alderson has ever had because he's going to have a ton of free money.
Yep.
Doesn't mean he's going to spend every single dime. I don't expect him to spend every single dime and get the payroll back to 155 and 160. But even if their payroll's 130, they can still be really, really aggressive because there's so much money coming off the books. So as Drubal Cabrera has no role on this team next year, we thought for a while maybe you bring him back, team option. He really doesn't have a role because who can play all over the infield is Wilmer Flores and even TJ Rivera. Yeah,
right.
Both of them.
Well, even Reyes can do it if he's still here.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to bring him back.
You don't think
he's
so?
He's a free agent.
Is he?
Yeah, they had him on the minimum salary deal this year. No, the reason why I don't think they're going to bring him back is because you've got other options.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, I do.
And cheaper options. Like Matt Reynolds could be that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Matt Reynolds is great.
The only thing I'll say about Jose is I really think Jose wants to be a Met. I think you could get Jose very cheap to stay here.
Maybe.
I really do.
You know, you're probably right that they get him cheap because there's no market for him
now.
Nobody really wants the guy.
Yeah. And let's be honest. I mean, look, I say this about Jose, and I understand he's not the guy he used to be. But after he got off to that horrific start, where I think he started like 4-for-46 to start the year, it's been pretty good. I mean, you know, he's hit pretty well since then.
Yeah, well,
defense hasn't been good.
No, defensively, he's not the same guy.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question about that.
Honestly, I don't have a problem bringing him back, but it's a bit thing. He's a bench player. He's not an everyday player.
He's a guy you can pencil in all over the place.
I mean, the thing is, when you look at the Mets infield in 2018,
what about TJ Rivera? What are we doing with him?
Well,
all the guy does
is
hit.
Here's a part of this.
How do you not? This guy's got to play.
Well, I think he's a factor because in 2018. You have all the infield positions cleared out. First base, you assume,
is going
to
be
Dominic Smith.
You would think so.
Unproven, he's going to be a rookie making his major league debut.
We have no
idea
what he's going to be.
So what you need is a guy who can play first base as well. TJ Rivera, Wilmer Flores both fit that bill.
Right.
You need a second baseman. Now, could you give TJ Rivera that job? Sure. He could be a candidate.
Why
Same
not?
Thing with Wilmer Flores.
Right.
Shortstop, again, we assume
it's going to be
Ahmed Rosario.
Right.
But Ahmed Rosario, also unproven guy.
Well, of course.
And then you got third base. Don't even mention David Wright.
No.
You are going to have to add a couple of pieces, and then Rivera and Flores, you would assume, are going to have roles as part of that infield rotation. Because right now, that infield is a completely blank slate.
Yeah.
The only thing you feel good about are people that have not played a game in the major leagues yet in Ahmed Rosario and Dominic Smith.
That's it. We don't know what they are. We have no idea what they are. None.
So that's why, like, this offseason is intriguing on a lot of levels because there's a lot of holes for Sandy Alderson to fill. One hole they don't have to fill is the ace of this team because it's Jacob DeGrom.
That's it. Case closed.
Bottom line.
Case closed. Yeah, you know, he's reminded me of a lot. And I'm not saying, don't give me, because people say, but he has that like bulldog Tom Seaver mentality. I'm not saying he's Tom Seaver by any stretch. You got one way to go to even get close to that. But he has that kind of bulldog mentality that Seaver had.
He does. And, you know, what people bought about Matt Harvey was his talk and his attitude.
Right.
And that was great. He had a great talk and great attitude. And that's why everybody bought into Matt Harvey. Jacob DeGrom doesn't say a damn word.
Nope. All he does is get
Jacob,
it done.
To my moment with Jacob DeGrom, where it was stop the debate, he's the ace, was clearly, and it should have been for everybody, game five against the Dodgers.
Right, right.
Because you want to talk about bulldog mentality?
It was unbelievable.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, no question.
And by the way, that's forgetting that in game one, his first postseason start, he struck out the world at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
But whatever. He was great that night.
Right.
He's fantastic. But that is the definition of a bulldog performance. And I think the thing about DeGrom over the last few years that you've loved is when he's dominant, great. A lot of guys can do that. It's when he has nothing
and
he still fights
no
through
doubt.
It.
I'm with you, man.
He is a pitcher.
Love DeGrom. You got to love him.
A pitcher.
Yep.
And now, if you like wins and losses, which a lot of people do, you love it. He's 12-3.
He's got a realistic shot at the Cy Young. I mean, if he keeps pitching like this with Kershaw out, he's got a realistic shot.
I think
he's got
a lot of ground to make up on Scherzer. Scherzer's way ahead statistically.
Yeah.
So, and I think that Max, rightfully or wrongly,
outside of ERA, Where is he way ahead of statistically? He can't be that much ahead of him strikeouts, is he?
I think he's thrown more innings and he's averaged more strikeouts per nine. I think he's ahead of him in just about every category except for I don't know what his win loss record is.
Yeah, I don't think he's got more wins. I think Jake is second now to Kershaw.
But he's got him in strikeouts.
Yeah. And ERA.
Yeah.
But ERA, like you said, throw out those two games and his ERA's under 3.
You know what,
three.
Joan? They're not doing that.
No, I understand that.
Voters aren't going to do that.
No, I understand that. But I think he's got a shot. I'm going to say he's going to win it, but I think he's got a shot if he keeps pitching the way he is.
Zach Greinke's had a very good season.
He
pitched
year.
Well last night for the Diamondbacks.
Yep.
He's got an ERA under 3.
Yep.
Bottom line is awards,
doesn't
whatever.
Matter. This guy's been a tremendous pitcher. He's been unbelievable. He's the ace of the staff, case closed.
We'll come back. We'll get to your calls, what the Yankees plan on doing in the next 5 days as well. The Kansas City Royals, it's funny. A month
They're
ago,
right there.
We were talking about the Royals selling. Yesterday, they bought some bullpen arms.
Yep.
So the Royals, and keep an eye on the Royals because they're very well a possibility to be a wild card opponent in that wild card game, if the Yankees fail,
I think right now,
if
I'm not mistaken, I think right now they are the second wild card.
That is right.
Are they not?
I think they're tied with Tampa. They just moved ahead of Tampa.
Okay. Well, Tampa's had a little losing streak here.
Well, it's all very close. Like the American League race.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Insane.
Everybody's in it,
except for one team. The Chicago White Sox, like, and the Oakland A's, I guess.
Yeah, the A's.
But mathematically, the Oakland A's aren't even buried. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, I know.
Not that they're making any kind of run, but you have a very tightly contested American League wild card race. Your call's coming up. Right now, I'll give you this stat.
Yeah.
Every single team besides the White Sox are within 7.5 games of one of the two wild card spots.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
and you've got 2, 4, 6, 8 teams within 3.5 games. 18.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.